Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narration is on Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. How stressful does your life seem to be these days? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being all-out crazy, chaotic, and worrisome, and 1 being a state of complete calm, laid-back, laissez-faire days, where would you place your life right now? Are there things in your life that are bothering you, keeping you extremely busy, keeping you from sleeping, or from being joyful? Our modern-day world has given us lots of ways to save time and money, but it has also produced lots of things to spend our money on and fill up our schedules with. For some people, this season of Advent and Christmas is not a quiet time of reflection on the miracle of the birth of our Savior, but one more season of worrying and being busy. For all of us, worrying and being busy creeps into our lives whether we know it or not. As we're racing down the road trying to make it home in time for dinner or to a concert, running from the classroom to the ballpark for the big game, hurrying back to the office after a doctor's appointment. We think we need to work out everything for ourselves. How are we ever going to manage to get it all done, everything that we've crammed into our schedules? The Lord reminds us today, be still and know that I am God. We often push those words aside and let our own miserable words take the spotlight. Our brain is bombarded by self-questions of doubt. How can I possibly get all this work done? Are my children going to be okay? Will my cancer come back? Will my family come visit me in the nursing home? Where will I get the money to pay all of my bills? Why can't I have nicer neighbors? What if I lose my job? Does anyone care that I'm lonely? God's word again, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But what if, when will this, how can I? It's so easy to let ourselves get worked up into a frenzy, and the harder we try to figure it all out, the more it seems is added to our worry list. Be still. Know that the Lord is God. We can't do it on our own. We can't find the calm and stillness of our souls that we truly desire. It can only come from God. He is our refuge, so we run to Him for peace and quiet. His word, as the psalm says today, tells us that no matter what storms rage around us, no matter what mountains in our lives are crumbling, God is with us. He doesn't promise life will be smooth sailing. Listen again to verses 2 and 3. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. God knows we will have troubles while living this side of heaven. So He promises to be with us and watch over us, even when the waters of life seem to be crushing us with every wave of worry. Even earthly death cannot separate the believer from God, for heaven awaits all who believe in Jesus Christ. When we offer God our pleas for help, when we are afraid, when we're angry, He will hear. John writes of that promise in 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Through faith, we know that God is on our side. It might be tempting to listen to the deceptive words of Satan, poking his ugly head into our thoughts and telling us we're failures, we're losers, we're weak, or we're lost. But God's word is stronger. He is our fortress when we are weak. In our busyness, it's so easy to get caught up in solving everything on our own. We are by nature sinful, and we want to control all things. Well, it's impossible. In our busyness, we become the focus of all happiness. We're sinful and worry more about what we want than what God desires for us. Being busy can become a barrier which keeps us from our Lord in regular prayer time with Him. Whether we are busy frantically and barely holding our lives together, or busy and feeling like we're conquering the world, stop, be still, and know that the Lord is God. Remember His promises, His grace, and His mercy. Martin Luther, probably one of the busiest forefathers I can think of, is known to have said this about being busy. I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. Yep, if you find yourself busy, even more reason to pray. It makes sense that more stress requires more prayer. And when catastrophes strike, when fear threatens to overwhelm you, remember God's grace and love for you, His beloved child. In the midst of chaos and trouble, know for certain that God will not leave you, but is with you always, and He will be your refuge and your fortress against all evil. When Satan seeks to cast doubt in your mind, know that God's word is stronger. Run to it, and be still, know that your Lord is God. He's your safe haven in all of life's storms. We can't let busyness or fears or arrogance keep us from trusting in God, our Lord and Savior. Martin Luther knew firsthand how the devil can try to ruin lives and drive one to despair, heaping suffering, pain, loss, and threat of death upon God's people. This psalm, Psalm 46, was the scripture reference for one of Martin Luther's greatest hymns, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Listen to his words of this hymn, and as you listen, trust that the strength which Martin found in the psalm is also the strength that is made available for us. A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. He helps us free from every need that hath us now o'ertaken. The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. On earth is not his equal. With might of ours cannot be done. Soon were our loss effected. But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is of Sabaoth, Lord, and there's none other God. He holds the field forever. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife? Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Our God, the God of Jacob, is our fortress now and will one day cause all wars and strife to cease. And there will be no more crashing of roaring waters or mountains trembling, as John wrote in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I know your lives are busy. I know your lives are often disrupted because of circumstances beyond your control and mistakes we make on our own. But despair not, and be still. Remember God's grace and His promise. He is with you. Our mighty God is exalted among the nations and in the earth. We pray. Thanks be to you, our Father, for all the mercy and truth that you have shown to us these many years. Grant your word to dwell with us continually. Defend your church against all her enemies. Keep us in your grace and preserve for us temporal and eternal peace through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.